When Republican Senator Stephen Urquhart of St. George explained the purpose of his bill before the Senate Economic Development and Workforce Services Committee on Thursday evening, he acknowledged that while for some conservative lawmakers it would be a tough sell, enacting anti-discrimination policy would benefit the state and its residents.
The employment amendments prohibit employers from firing, refusing to hire, or refusing to promote someone just because of the person's sexual orientation or gender identity. The housing amendments prohibit landlords and brokers from evicting, refusing to rent, or refusing to sell to someone for the same reasons. The bill does not make gay and transgender people a protected class or give them special rights.
There was a good deal of support and opposition from the public and lawmakers alike. Republican Senator Stuart Reed of Ogden said that he believed homosexuality was immoral and that he would oppose the legislation, though he added that his beliefs hadn't tainted the way he dealt with LGBT people in the past.
I've had homosexuals working for me. Happy to have had them. I had no issue about it. Wouldn't have no problem hiring. Wouldn't have no problem renting. I cannot advance policy that, frankly, encourages the societal acceptance of something I believe is immoral.
Democratic Senator Jim DeBacchus, Utah's only openly gay legislator, countered that the bill wasn't about promoting or rejecting beliefs, but about preventing discrimination. He also said that Senator Urquhart's legislation would send an important message.
I've hired heterosexuals. I have heterosexual friends. And in the main, they're pretty good workers. As we encourage people to come here, we have a bit of a reputation that other states and other places use against us that's wrong. We are not hostile. We're warm, friendly, decent, wonderful, embracing people. And this bill will send that message.
The Senate committee passed the bill on a narrow vote of 4-3, with two Republicans and two Democrats voting yes. It will go to the Senate next for consideration. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.